we have our good buddy Jeff Rogerson back. Boy, it's been a while since we had Jeff on.
It has been a while. Yeah. I have missed you.
Well, I missed you too. You know, we kind of got out of sync when you took a vacation and went out west and visited, and then so now we're back, man. It's good to have you back.
Hey, great to be here.
So, Jeff, are you a hunter? Do you get out in the field and blaze away at the birds?
I do not. Yeah. I have to admit, I do not. I did years ago, but it's been a lot of years ago, so I don't actively do that in my old age. But I do love the taste of wild game. So.
And of course, I thought that, well, see, the North Dakota season is open. South Dakota opens to non-residents this weekend as for pheasant. And I thought maybe you could give some tips that people haven't heard about grilling up or doing whatever you prefer to do with.
Over the years, I've learned that that pheasant is really low in fat content, and it dries out pretty quickly. So, you know, the key to pheasant is to either enrich it with butter or wrap bacon, things like that, to put a little more fat content into the meat. And minimize the moisture that you use in your marinades, things like that. So I love pheasant.
I know you're a grilling expert and such, but from what you say, it sounds like maybe preparing your pheasant in a crock pot might be a good idea, because that's low and slow. And
yeah, you know, I know a lot of guys that hunt, and they've got a lot of recipes. And, I found that with pheasant, duck, doves, whatever, they have their gravies, their sauces, they slow cook, they put over or put in a crock pot. And but see, I don't know how to use a crock pot.
Well, I'll show you sometime. It has to do with on off usually.
Usually, okay.
All right, let's talk.
I've discovered over the years that if I can't cook it on a grill, I can't cook it.
Okay,
so
well.
The best hiding place in my house is my oven.
All right, give us some pheasant grilling tips.
You know, a couple of things. I'll give you a couple of simple things that I learned. Bacon wrapped breasts or whole pheasants add a nice, they add some grease content and keep it going. But even if you marinate pheasant, always add some kind of fat butter base. Always works really well in sauces and marinades, just to keep that that grease content up a little bit. So that's the biggest thing I've learned over the years. Years ago, I cooked some pheasant, just put them on like a chicken breast with nothing on them, and they came off like stringy, bad jerky. Right. So that's the biggest thing I've learned. Years ago, I learned from a guy, even back when I hunted, I learned a real simple recipe for pheasant breasts. And, basically, it's just pheasant breasts are boned, and they're skinless, boneless breasts. And I'm going to go against what I just said, because I'm talking about moisture here, but if you'll just lay those out in a pan or a flat pan or a pie pan and poke a lot of holes in them with a fork, and just pour enough lemon juice over them to cover them. And then, let them soak for a couple hours. And after that, if you just melt a stick of butter, this is where your grease content comes from. And then you just start adding soy sauce to that till it reaches kind of a chocolatey color. Not dark chocolate, just a light chocolate color, and add that to the marinade and let them go another hour. It's a real fast, simple way to marinate a pheasant. It keeps the fat content up. And then if you just put them on the grill over medium heat for not very long, maybe 10 minutes aside, and continually baste them with the whatever left of your marinade, they come off really delightful, really tender. And then I like to, make up a batch of wild rice or something like that and just lay them over that. And whatever marinade you have left, just kind of pour that over, and it makes a great, quick, simple pheasant recipe.
On your wild rice, you don't grill wild rice, here's the question I have. Are you one of those wild rice preparers that let it soak overnight?
I do.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
I do. I like natural wild rice, but I occasionally will use Uncle Ben's or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And here again, I mean, you know, the simple way to do it would be on your stovetop, but I put mine on the side burner on my grill. So I got to be out there doing it. You know?
Okay. All right. That's great. I was going to ask you what a good side dish, and wild rice is a good side dish for anything. So great idea.
Wild rice, you know, I found that sliced potatoes, you know, maybe cooked in a pan with a little butter, some sliced onion, a little Parmesan works real well for a side dish or a side dish with pheasants. So I use that a lot. I do have, if you're interested,
yep.
I got a recipe from a guy about, this has been a few years back, 4 or 5 years. It's probably some of the best pheasant I've ever prepared in my life. If you have time and you're interested, I can share that recipe.
We have time. We're interested. And this, by the way, will be podcast at KFGO.com, so you can go back and listen to it again. All right. Give us this recipe, man.
Okay. Basically, if you've got whole pheasants, a couple of whole pheasants to start with, that's the way to start. And if you use like 3 tablespoons of butter, 2 cups of dry white wine, you want it really dry if you can get it. About a half a cup of chicken stock, or you could use vegetable stock. 3 cloves, minced, of garlic. 2 green onions, finely chopped. 1/2 cup of plum preserves. And 1/2 teaspoon of cayenne. And then you add to it about 1/2 teaspoon of fresh ground ginger. And basically you... you know, you just melt the butter, add the dry ingredients, let it simmer for about 4 or 5 minutes, add the stock, add the wine, add the plum, and then cook for another 3 or 4 minutes. And then pour that over, just lightly baste it over your birds, and let them refrigerate for about an hour. And then through the cooking time, if you just baste them frequently, and I'd say 45 minutes, chickens don't take as long. Pardon me, a pheasant doesn't take as long as a chicken, so about 45 minutes we'll get that done, and that makes just a delicious, succulent pheasant.
Continually basting.
Yep.
All right. I've got a recipe. It's not for pheasant, and I want to share it with you before we wrap up here. It's a blog that's available on KFGO.com, and this is it's called the Drunken Egg Sandwich. And
okay.
Here it is. 4 pieces of Wonder Bread, 4 eggs, butter, salt, and pepper. Because those are your ingredients. You crack open your last beer while you're cooking. And then you put a little too much butter in a pan. You have no intention of preheating or cleaning until tomorrow.
Well, sure.
Then you crack open your eggs on top of the semi-melted butter and break the yolks. Flip the eggs too early because you're impatient, making sure you jettison a stream of yolk on your stovetop. Sounds good so far, doesn't it?
It does. I'm getting hungry.
Next, decide you don't want that beer after all and pour a glass of milk. And then extract your medium eggs from the pan to the bread and let some extra butter go along for the ride. Don't worry about condiments, just salt and pepper and dig in.
Sounds delightful. The only thing I would say that I would add to that is a little bit of some kind of grated cheese.
There you go.
And to me, that would be the ultimate.
Hey, Jeff, I hope we can do this again. I'll try you again. I like that. Thank you for the tips, and you guys can listen to this conversation again and get that best marinade for pheasant at KFGO.com. I'll put it up there probably right after 2 o'clock. Good talking to you again, my friend.
You too, Jack. We'll look forward to talking to you soon.
See you at the grill, man.
All right.